It means at that moment you are identified with the pain body. And this is an important aspect of the egoic sense of self. This is what makes the egoic sense of self, so far we've only spoken of the egoic sense of self as mind movements. But now we see there is an additional factor to the egoic sense of self which makes it even more mad and even heavier than it already is as simply mind movements conditioned that you identify with. So we have an influx of human pain that flows into those mind movements that are egoic and are bad enough even without the pain body, problematic enough, and yet now, as the pain body moves into it, amplifies enormously the egoic mind movements. What that means is, when the story of me, which is what most people derive their identity from, becomes amplified by the pain body, the story becomes huge drama, heavy drama, angry drama, fearful drama, and of enormous proportions. And the mind is working overtime. It's active anyway all the time, but now it's doubly, 10 times, 50 times more active, thinking all those thoughts, angry, depressed, fearful, what's happening? It's happening to me. Angry. Oh, what I'm going to do? I'm going to kill him. I'm going to... Oh, what, you know, I don't need to. And every thought feeds the pain body. And you love it, because at that moment you have become the pain body. That is the addiction to pain that every human being carries inside. Pain bodies love pain. And when you're identified with that movement, identified means your sense of self is in it while it's active, at that moment, you, because you have become the pain body, you love the pain. And you will do everything to keep it going. But your mind is only one level on which one of where the pain body feeds. It feeds on other people. So it will attempt to provoke or make other people equally unhappy. The pain body is very, very unhappy. And when it becomes, through mind movement and identification with it, it becomes a self, the delusory self, amplified now by thousands of years of human pain that are genetically and in other ways passed on. And the delusion is that is me, my problem, my pain, my story. You don't realize that my identity. So, and then this unhappy identity seeks to make others equally unhappy, to feed on their unhappiness, their emotional reaction of unhappiness. In other words, it's looking for drama and for trouble from someone. And usually gets it, succeeds in drawing, in awakening the other person's pain body. This is particularly prevalent in partnerships, husband, wife. It can be seen in the periodic need to act out their drama. And it repeats itself. You might have noticed every week, every few days, you go through the motions. In many cases, it's almost exactly the same as last week's. And in other many cases, it is the same as 20 years ago. It's amazing. As if they were forced to act something out, like somebody has put something in there, a script, programmed you, and you're forced. It's the same again. But every time it actually works, because through that,